Well, each month we like to get some no-nonsense building advice, and the only place to get that from is Ken Lees. Ken, how are you this morning?
Good, thank you, Andrew. Very well, yeah.
That's the way. Now, everybody worries about the possibility of getting termites in their house. What's the first signs? What can we sort of, what the indications that we might have a bit of a problem, Ken?
Well, that's the whole issue. They're very secretive. They're very closely related to bees, the way they habitat and carry on. They don't like external air or exposure to light, so they're secretive by nature. And, of course, they build little tunnels and hide in different spots. They get in the middle of timbers because they're very difficult to find. And the average termite, he doesn't know about the council's rates and surveys. He doesn't know about a fence. He just goes straight under it. And they'll come into most houses that have got a high moisture content around about, you know, where the gum trees are prevalent. That's their best habitat.
So if you've got gum trees and a water source nearby, then you could be the right place for them to set up shop. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's termite conducive. Yeah, a set-up shop's about right, yeah.
So, Ken, what's the best way to go about it? Should we just do a regular inspection to try and find the little fellas?
Well, the best way really is what they call a term guard filtration system. It's a pipe around the outside of the wall, around the outside walls of the building, and it goes to a small tank, and every year it's treated with a termite preventative, and that sits there 24 hours a day. And you'll very rarely see termites in a building if that system's used. It's a commercial application, it all costs money. The other way, of course, is to keep your site well drained, make sure there's no timbers or cellular products under the house, because that's where they like to get to. And any gum trees you don't want around the joint, chop them down. That's the best way.
Yeah, because as they say, prevention is, you know, answer prevention is worth a pound of cure. And in this instance, because you don't know until probably it's too late, you really need to get in with the prevention early.
Yeah, that's right. See, people like me, we do the inspections, but if there's people living in the house, you can't bang on all the walls, you can't get your equipment into spots, you know. It's very difficult to do a qualified pest inspection if there's people living in the house. It's very difficult.
It is very difficult. And as you say, if you're tapping on a wall and it starts to give way a little bit, that could be a sign that you've had a problem for a while and you're just knowing about it now.
Yeah. What we listen for is a sound like cracked pepper. If you hear that granular in behind the wall, you'll know that it's dry or an old termite nest. If it sounds a bit like wet sand dropping, you'll hear it. You'll know that it's active termites. But to get full access to walls, we know with wall hangs and paintings and curtains and cupboards, it's almost impossible. So pest inspections require a lot of time and a lot of experience. You've got to see things. You've got to wait for. You've got to try and spot signs and say, right, I'm on to it this here. You've got to get under floors. You've got to get in roofs. It's very difficult.
All right. Well, it's great advice as always. And for more no-nonsense building advice, make sure you give Ken a call on 0414 49 4448. Ken, as always, thank you, mate.
Thank you. See you next time.